Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stoller from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, please do not forget about that free offer of my notes, because we have touched on so many critical points for our ability to walk in the Spirit and our ability to grow in the grace and the knowledge. That's both the grace and the knowledge of our dear Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you can get my notes or even a complete audio recording of the entire series, Walk in the Spirit, by emailing me at charliegolf1, that's all one word, charliegolf1@outlook.com. Amen? Okay, let us go ahead and continue on this week with more of Governed by Christ. You know, as I said, I've shared so many critical points, and I do mean critical, my friend, even from last week, for our understanding of God and how we can walk in the Spirit. So I feel I need to do a little review of a few of the points from last week. So here we go. The first critical point is we must come to the Lord's table with an unbiased spirit to be able to feast on the things of God. If not, we will excuse ourselves and walk away empty and unfulfilled. Another critical point we discussed was we have to learn Christ. Let me say that again. We have to learn Christ to be governed by Him. And we must have Christ formed in us. This is a very, very critical point. We must have Christ formed in us. And for this to happen, we must come into an inward revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Galatians 4:19, I travail, or a suffering effort, until Christ be formed in you. It is God's goal that Christ be formed in us. Wow. And the next point was, only if we come to know Christ will we be able to discern the difference between soul and spirit, between righteousness and unrighteousness, between good and evil in ourselves. You know, most Christians and some believers I know do not know what is inside them spiritually. And if this be so, then they will never know the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness in the earthly realm. And when we do know the difference, then we can separate ourselves from the evil, from the ungodly things, from the unrighteous things, and from the unholy. Wow. And if not, then we will become that. And lastly, the final point from last week was, without this inward revelation of Jesus Christ, we're going to be left with only our earthly nature. And my friend, this is nothing but trouble for our spirit. Amen? Okay, so let us see what the Holy Spirit also has for us today. As I noted over the last few weeks, millions of Christians and some believers I know are absolutely walking according to their earthly nature, to their flesh. And here's the bad point. And most think it is the Holy Spirit. Many mistake their earthly nature, their flesh, as the source of life and truth. No, my friend, we must see that our emotional, our psychic, our intellectual reactions are never the source of truth. They are never indicators of God's will or of truth that is found in Jesus Christ. No. In fact, our earthly nature can be the biggest liar in which we have to contend with. Our emotions and the other dimensions of our earthly nature are never sources of truth. They are reacting dimensions of our fleshly makeup. This impacts our earthly nature, to be sure, and then we will react out of our flesh and not out of our spirit where Christ dwells. We will react emotionally based on what we believe or how we interpret things. But note, the reaction in itself is not the source or the indicator of truth. because the source of all truth is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The source of all truth is Jesus Christ. Thus, we must learn to put aside or discount or dismiss and even ignore our emotional reactions in favor of our true knowledge of God through Christ who dwells in us. Now, the natural man has no point of access to God. Our natural man has no point of access to God, none whatsoever. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, Paul writes, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." And please note, even if we are born from above in Christ, we're saved, and thus alive spiritually with Him, walking with Him, our natural man still does not have access to God. No, never. We are one with Christ only by being joined to the Lord in the Spirit. We have to get this settled in our heart or we're going to be deceived, my friend. And where does this leave us, though? At a great place, at God's mercy, at the mercy of His love and His grace. And if there is nothing we can do to find or perceive God, then it is up to us, and it's up to God to initiate reaching out to us. Only then can we respond. But make no mistake, we are capable and able to respond by either embracing truth or by rejecting truth. Wow. Any other thought is error, my friend. We must be born from above, born again, to even have this capacity to be able to see Jesus Christ, who is to be dwelling in us. And then we must grow to where we are governed by Christ through the Spirit of God. Paul writes to the house church in Rome, which had about 6 or 7 families at that time, in Romans 8:14, "Those who are governed by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." So if we're not being governed by Christ and He is not in us, then we could go to church every time the doors are open. We can work our fingers to the bones. We could give our tithes and our offerings and still not be sons or daughters of God because we are not being governed or ruled or controlled by Christ. Take some time out today and read. No, I'm sorry. I would say go ahead and study the entire 8th chapter of Romans, and you will find that the word governed here is the correct word in context and if you look in the New Testament of the Greek. My friend, the Christian life is more than just being led or leading. It means to be governed by the Spirit of God in Christ. My friend, it is an inward spiritual reality, the outcome of Christ being formed in us, where we also learn here why God has given us the written word. That it is a written standard for truth that is outside of us. God will never do anything that is not in complete harmony with His written word. The Bible is the written truth as Jesus is the living truth. But how many Christians and believers realize that there is only one truth? Thus, the written truth and the living truth will always agree. What God is doing and what He is revealing in Christ will always agree with what He has already written. Wow. You know, we've covered so much ground spiritually when we consider to be governed by Christ. Far too many believers and some Christians I know have no clue or even no desire to come to know God by having Christ formed in them through God's dealing and judgments in their life. And why? Well, maybe they are content with their religious ways of traditional worship. After all, it was good enough for their parents and their parents' parents. Why change up things now? Or maybe they are centered with one foot in the church and the other foot in the world. Yeah, they could get the best of both worlds, right? Wrong. Everybody will be happy, right? No, wrong. Wrong thinking, my friend. I believe this is the case of 75 to 80% of most Christians who say that they know God, but their words do not match up with their lifestyle. And the last group of believers, believe it or not, that I can in ways identify with. They see what it will take to come to know the Lord and have Christ formed in them. They know the scars and they feel the afflictions of God's dealings and judgments that purge them from a place of ungodliness to having Christ being formed in them. Wow. Which is our hope of glory. Amen. Which group are you, my friend? Are you in the first, the second, or the third group? Amen. Next week we'll begin to look at walk in the Spirit in more of a detail spiritually. And I know it will be very enjoyable. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you will have a tremendous day to come and that the Lord is opening up your understanding to this teaching, walk in the Spirit, and you will allow Christ to be formed in you. If not, remember, you are not a son or a daughter of God. Amen. More next week.